This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Tuesday is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, a television documentary producer, while Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, one of the wealthiest lawmakers in the country, is going up against Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Baptist minister. Voter turnout is expected to be exceptionally high, with more than 3 million ballots cast in early voting. Final results may not be available Tuesday night, as any number of absentee ballots will need to be counted. Washington, D.C. is bracing for possible violent protests, and the National Guard has been called in. This is all ahead of protests by President Donald Trump's supporters in connection with the congressional vote expected Wednesday to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. President Trump's supporters are planning to rally Tuesday and Wednesday, seeking to bolster the president's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. A pro-Trump rally in December ended in violence. Trump has repeatedly encouraged this week's protests and hinted that he might get personally involved. The European Union expressed grave concern Tuesday about reports from the UN nuclear watchdog that Iran had resumed enriching uranium. The EU said it would continue working to salvage the multinational nuclear deal that restricted such activities. Speaking to reporters in Brussels, EU spokesman Peter Stano said that Iran's actions will have serious implications when it comes to nuclear nonproliferation. We have more stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against entities and individuals associated with Iran's steel industry on Tuesday. It's the latest move in a U.S. pressure campaign against Tehran in the final days of President Trump's presidency. The Treasury said in a statement that it blacklisted more than a dozen entities and one person. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the administration remains committed to denying revenue flowing to the Iranian regime as it continues to sponsor terrorist groups, support oppressive regimes, and seek weapons of mass destruction. Iran's steel sector is a major source of revenue for the Iranian government. World Health Organization experts are due in China 1 year after the coronavirus outbreak for a highly politicized visit to explore the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO says China has granted permission for a visit by its 10-person team of experts. But before any could even begin their journeys, they faced roadblocks, with Beijing yet to grant them entry. In a briefing, WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus addressed the situation.
We learned that Chinese officials have not yet finalized the necessary permissions for the team's arrival in China. I'm very disappointed with this news, given that two members had already begun their journeys and others were not able to travel at the last minute.
The WHO's emergencies director, Michael Ryan, said Tuesday that the problem was a lack of visa clearances that should be resolved quickly. Earlier this week, Chinese authorities had refused to confirm the exact dates and details of the visit, a sign of the enduring sensitivity of the mission. COVID-19 was first detected in the central city of Wuhan in late 2019, but its origins remain bitterly contested. Mexico is the latest country to approve the COVID-19 vaccine that was jointly developed by British-Swedish pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard tweeted the government had granted emergency approval for the vaccine Monday, adding that the production will start very soon in Mexico. The AstraZeneca vaccine joins the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as the only one so far approved by Mexico. An 82-year-old man at Oxford's Churchill Hospital was the first person to be inoculated with the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine. British officials say 500,000 doses of it are ready for use. The vaccine has been granted emergency use authorization in India and Argentina. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.